You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
Going back is Goodwin. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's have taken the lead. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. A slider down and in.
This is the A's Total Access pregame show on A's Cast, home to Major League Baseball's number one podcast. Here is Chris Townsend.
No, I am not Chris Townsend. Uncle Towny is taking a break. He's hit the All-Star break a little early, his vacation starting today. So I am with you, Roxy Bernstein, and glad you're with us for A's Total Access and the pregame show here on A's Cast, as well as the Oakland A's Radio Network, and along with Ken Korak, Vince Catronio, and Ray Fosse. A lot in store for you on today's edition of A's Total Access pregame show. We'll be joined by UCLA baseball head coach John Savage, who was James Caprillion's college coach on the eve of the Major League Draft, and he will join us with James Caprillion on the mound today for the A's. So John Savage will stop by. Fran Reardon, the manager of the A's AAA ball club in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Aviators will stop by the show, and of course we'll hear from the skipper, Bob Melvin, as the A's playing the final two games before heading into the All-Star break. And the A's kind of need the break to get here, to be honest with you. We know how they've been fighting in a bit. Injuries have caught up with them. And the A's trying to get it going today will send James Caprillion to the mound. His 4-3 record, a terrific 2.84 ERA for Caprillion. Taking on the right-hander Mike Foltynewicz, 2-8 and a 5.17 ERA. Going for the Texas Rangers this afternoon in Game 2 of the three-game series. And what's odd about both Caprillion and Foltynewicz, for the third time in four starts, they're taking on the same ball club. As three of the last four starts, including today for Caprillion, have come against the Rangers, and the same for Foltynewicz against the Oakland A's. Some big news developing this morning surrounding the Oakland A's ball club and the All-Star game. Chris Bassitt, who we all felt was slighted, should have been chosen to the American League All-Star team. Well, guess what? He was. He finally was put on there as an addition today to the All-Star squad, and here's what Bob Melvin had to say about him making the All-Star team.
Elated. We all were. So we have a little small ceremony in there for him today. You know, a lot's been documented where he's come from in his career to where he is now. You know, he was pretty emotional after his first shutout, leading the way as a starter for the last year and a half. This kind of culminates all that hard work and perseverance, and to make an All-Star team's a special day. So we recognize that. We celebrated it in there, and we look forward to seeing him in Colorado here next week.
So well-deserving Chris Bassitt, 9-2 and a 3.41 ERA. He will start tomorrow, the quote-unquote end of the first half against Texas to wrap up the series, and then head to Colorado and Coors Field for the All-Star game, representing the A's and the American League. Last night, game one of this series, and a frustrating night for the A's. They had opportunities, and they made solid contact, it appeared, all night, but just couldn't cash in. They did build a 2-0 lead. They got a run in the fourth with Elvis Andrus at third base and one out. A ground out with the bases loaded off the bat of Sean Murphy gave the A's a 1-0 lead against Jordan Lyles. As Cole Irvin was pitching well early for the A's, they added to the lead in the sixth. A two-out double by Matt Chapman hustling into second base that brought Jed Lowrie to the plate.
Lyles out of the stretch at the first base side and now down to the belt. And here's the pitch to Jed on the way, and that's a breaking ball. It's smacked into right center for a base hit. That's a huge hit. Around third to score is Chapman, and the A's take a 2-0 lead. And give Chapman huge credit for his hustle setting that up, and Lowrie comes through on the first pitch he sees in this top of the sixth and shoots one out to right center, and the A's lead 2-0 over the Rangers in the sixth.
And Cole Irvin at that time had not allowed a hit to Texas through five, and the A's had a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the sixth, but unraveled for Irvin as the first four Rangers reached against him. He was lifted for Sergio Romo, and Texas would score three times in the home six, including this big two-run single for the Texas Rangers off the bat of their center fielder, Adolis Garcia.
Here's Garcia and then Gallo. The pitch to Garcia. Breaking ball is lined to left center for a base hit. One run is in. The second run around third, but they're going to hold the runner, or did they score two? They did. They scored two on a line drive base hit to left center, and that quickly the Rangers have taken a 3-2 lead. So Garcia on the first pitch from Romo in the bottom of the sixth lines a base hit to left center, scoring Culberson from third. Behind him, Kiner Falefa scored from second. And that quickly, the Athletics have lost their lead. It's 3-2 Texas in the sixth.
And that's how quickly it fell apart. Texas scored three times, a 3-2 lead as Romo would get out of it without any further damage. And it stayed that way until the ninth. The A's tried to rally against Ian Kennedy and the Texas bullpen. Two outs, nobody on. Last hope for the A's was Tony Kemp.
0-1, here it is, and it's swung on and lifted. Left center field, deep but playable. Garcia is back there. He makes the catch. This game is over. The Rangers have taken the first game of the series. The final is 3-2 Texas.
3-2, the Rangers win it and take game one of the series. So the A's trying to get it going. They're scuffling a little bit right now. First time the A's have gone winless in six consecutive series since June of 2016. They've lost six of their last eight, 13 of their last 19. And as we talked about, they need to get to the All-Star break, and it's coming up soon. But they do have James Kaprielian on the mound today for the A's, who has been magnificent in his 10 starts. And here's the skipper, Bob Melvin, talking about the A's right-hander.
Yeah, you know, it's the swings and misses for a guy that doesn't throw 98 miles an hour, I think, that stands out for me. He obviously hides the ball. He's got pretty good extension. The ball works late in the zone. His slider plays really well off his fastball, and he locates his fastball. So, you know, you see plenty of swings and misses from guys at 93-mile-an-hour fastballs that are used to hitting guys that throw harder than that. So it's just kind of how his ball plays late and then he hides itself.
That's the skipper, Bob Melvin, talking about James Kaprielian making the start for the A's here this afternoon. Coming up in a bit, we'll hear from his college coach at UCLA, John Savage. His A's Total Access pregame show presented by Francis Ford Coppola Winery continues. But coming up next, Ray Fosse, the face of the franchise, right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Hey, my name's Ashley Cook, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
We could drink the night away, chasing that buzz. Talk about New Orleans and how it was. Fall right back together like we don't know better, like we ain't been here. It's too bad, baby, we already drank that beer.
Learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
The A's will jumpstart the second half of their season on Friday, July 16th with a three-game weekend series against the Cleveland Indians. Don't miss your chance to cheer on the Athletics as Oakland continues their push to the postseason.
On a drive to deep center field. Going back, Hernandez at the track, right to the wall. Done! Elvis Andrus! He ties the game in the bottom of the ninth.
Enjoy the summer glow of the Coliseum starting on July 16th. Grab your tickets today at athletics.com/tickets.
This is A's Total Access.
We continue on A's Total Access pregame show presented by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Roxy Bernstein in for Chris Townsend and the face of the franchise. Ray Fosse with us here on A's Cast pregame show. And boy, Ray, frustration last night. They've made a lot of solid contact. They just The A's couldn't catch a break last night.
How you doing, Roxy? Good to have you on, buddy.
It's good to be here with you, Ray. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, you know, it has been frustrating. And I think from, you know, just look at the face of Bob Melvin during these times, so frustrating because, yeah, the opportunities are there. They're just not, well, sometimes they come through. Sometimes they run into some bad luck. And but, you know, it's just one of those things that happens in baseball. But, you know, the one thing that I feel a little bit badly about for Bob Melvin is that because of injuries, I mean, he's had to deal with a lot of things. I mean, you look at the guys who are on the IL and who are going to be out for a while. In the case of Rosenthal, out for the season, there was a lot of hope for him. And then you have Pender going on the IL. You've got Mitch Moreland there. So all of a sudden, there are guys in the lineup that probably maybe wouldn't even – I don't even know him being in the big leagues, but they're getting a chance to play. And for them, it's a good opportunity for them to show what they can do. But, you know, the A's are trying to do something special this year. And the pitching's been outstanding. But I think some things are going to have to be done. I think that's what David Forrest and Bob Melvin are going to be thinking about coming up soon. But, you know, they just keep grinding it out. And maybe that luck will change starting today and continue tomorrow. And even more so starting Friday when the second half or the post-All-Star break begins.
Ray, you mentioned Bob Melvin, and you know him as well as anybody. And for him, how is he able to stay so positive all the time, even when there's frustrating times like the A's are going through right now and the injuries which you alluded to? How does Bob always put the positive spin on it? What is it about his personality that makes him so infectious and why he's so successful?
Well, Roxy, I think first and foremost, he wants to win so badly. And he knows that being a player himself, that if you're not positive, if you get negative, if you come down on players, and if you notice about Bob Melvin, you know, and we as spectators, as broadcasters, we watch something happen and we wonder, oh, man, how's he going to handle that? And all of a sudden, you know, it's like, well, it just happened. You know, for example, the Tony Kemp bunt with the bases loaded and nobody out in the extra inning game against the Red Sox, infield, outfield in, and he bunts and, you know, shocked the world probably, but he said, well, there's just a little bit of a mix up. So he didn't throw him under the bus. And you listen to his press conferences post game, people will ask him questions and wanting answers. I've never, ever heard him once say anything negative about a player. Well, that transcends into the players saying, okay, my manager has my back. I'm going to continue to play. And I think players play harder when they believe that their manager is going to be on their side. And I think we know as players, we played the game, we know how hard it is, cannot always expect to be positive, whatever, you know, whether you're pitching or swinging the bat, whatever it might be. But this man is special because of things that have gone since, let's say, 2012, when he was told, you're not going to win. They won on the last day of the season. Told him in 13, you're not going to win. They won the division again. So look how many times he's been to postseason. Well, that's a result of the way he interacts and reacts with his players and what the fans look at him. And I'm sure the fans get frustrated and upset with Bob Melvin because maybe he doesn't react more. But you notice when he gets ejected from a game, it's because it's not to motivate the team. It's because something has happened. It's boiled over and he lets it go because Bob Melvin realizes that in order to run a ball club, you have to be on the field. You can't do it from the clubhouse. So there's just a lot of positive about him that will not change. And you just like to see him be successful because that's all he wants. He wants to win. He wants to win for the Oakland Athletics. He's from the Bay Area. You know that. And he just wants to be successful.
We'll have a great call on TV. We'll be watching plus listening here, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Final game before the All-Star break. Ray, thanks.
All right, Roxy. Have a great day, buddy.
You too. Ray Fosse joining us. We continue A's Total Access pregame show. John Savage, the head coach of UCLA, and James Caprillion's college coach joining us as A's Total Access continues.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente.
If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
G'day, mate. As an Australian, I'm a croc expert. Crikey, get him away from me. I mean crocs, like the footwear. And as a croc expert, I have to say, I like Foamies from Skechers bloody better. Because Foamies have that stylish, trendy look, plus Skechers' world-famous comfort. All for a price that's down under the competition. Skechers is a comfort technology company, and Foamies have comfort innovations your whole family will love. Foamies are ultra-lightweight, water-friendly footwear that are flexible and breathable. Perfect for kicking it by the pool, grilling on the barbie. Or comfy enough to go on a walkabout. Plus, only Foamies come with fits and features like Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified support. And max cushioning that feels like you're walking on big, puffy marshmallows. And Foamies are perfect to keep you cool this summer or warm in the winter. Which is great because it's actually winter in Australia right now. Good on you, Skechers. So get yourself some machine-washable Foamies by Skechers and don't get bit by crocs. He's a mean fella. Find Foamies at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
A's Cast is your home for nonstop A's baseball.
The 3-2 pitch is swung on a high fly ball. Left field, Yastrzemski back at the track to the wall. He'll watch it fly. And they've done it again in the ninth inning.
Out on the run is Lariano, and he makes the catch. An amazing catch. Sails the throw back to first base. And this is in time on the fly from Ramon Laureano.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
We continue A's Total Access on this Saturday, Game 2 of the series. The A's and the Texas Rangers coming up from Globe Life Field. James Kaprielian going for the Athletics today against Mike Foltynewicz. Going for the Rangers, Roxy Bernstein in for Chris Townsend. We have the pleasure of being joined by the head coach of the UCLA Bruins. He's won a national championship. He's been National Coach of the Year. And he also has the distinction of being James Kaprielian College Coach at UCLA. John Savage joins us here in A's Total Access. Skip, good morning. Thanks for the time, John.
Thanks, Roxy. Appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be on the program.
Well, I'll get to James Kaprielian in a sec here with you because it's just a fabulous story, and I know how proud you are of him. But we're also on the eve of the Major League Draft, and you have a bunch of players getting looked at, including Matt McClain, your shortstop, who's probably going to going in the first round tomorrow. There's incoming players that you have to keep an eye on to see what's going to happen with their future. What's it like for a college coach with now the draft being pushed back into July and you're on the eve of it?
Well, it's a whirlwind, you know. I mean, we're really trying to manage two ends, really, of the current team. We're really hoping that a lot of those guys – you know, get drafted and go to the places that they're needed and wanted. And so we're trying, you know, we're hoping we have 10 guys in that ballpark. It looks like we'll have around then. And then obviously all the incoming guys, we're trying to see where they're at. We had a couple guys opt out, Nick McClain and Cody Schreier opted out last night. So that's a pretty unusual thing. You know, it doesn't happen very often, certainly on the West. Thatcher Hurd has pretty sent a message out as well. So, you know, we've been hit pretty hard, as you know, Roxy, over the last several years. And you know, it looks like, you know, keeping our fingers crossed, but it looks like we could come out of this in decent shape. You know, we love our players going to Major League Baseball and you know, experiencing the draft and experiencing, you know, the progression of, you know, heading into professional baseball. So, It's a lot to juggle. I mean, I'm looking right now in my office looking at the 22 roster and the 23 roster, 24, 25 roster, and it just changes really by the minute. So it's a pretty fluid situation, I guess you would say, but it's a lot of fun. I don't love the draft this late. I think it needs to be around July 1st, you know, when all the dust is settled in the playoffs, but a little too late for us. We'd like it to be, you know, at least July 1st or late June.
What are your emotions like now, John, knowing that, okay, the future of your program is going to change, but the future of your players, their lives are going to change here. On the eve of the draft, what's it like for a college head coach, your emotions?
A lot of emotion, you know, I mean, just, you know, just like I said, just hoping, you know, certain guys just get drafted, just get, you know, it's the entry into Major League Baseball so difficult now. As you know, there's five rounds last season, which was a really small window, and then 20 rounds this season, which is not a really big window either. So, you know, you're hoping that the seniors get an opportunity and some of the juniors that could be, you know, in the teens, you know, and then of course you got the high end guys with Matt and JT and Noah and, you know, some of our pitching. So, you know, it's excitement, it's uncertainty really. And then you're just staying glued to that live coverage on MLB Network tomorrow. And then, obviously, rounds 2 to 10 on Monday and 11 through 20 on Tuesday. So a lot of excitement, a lot of uncertainty, and a lot of communication.
John Savage, the head coach of the UCLA Bruins, with us here on A's Total Access. And you alluded to the draft changing, where it went from 40 rounds to 20. How do you think that's affected not just the professional game, John, but also the amateur game and with college athletics? Because now, for example, last year there was clearly a lot more talent in the college game than we'd seen in previous years because of the abbreviated draft.
Well, I think you hit it on the head. I think college baseball was really, really good last season. I mean, we were a really good team, and we were 37-20. You know, we finished in fourth place in the Pac-12. It goes to show you how good Stanford was, and Oregon, and of course Arizona, and you know, a lot of depth, a lot of older players that are still in college that would never really expected to still be in college. The entry, like I said, into Major League Baseball now is really small. You know, the free agent thing, guys really aren't signing as free agents, you know, after the draft, I don't think as much. And then, you know, they're going to pick the guys that are going to sign, you know. So there was not one freshman in college baseball last season that got drafted, which was the first time in the history of the draft since 1965. So a lot of depth, a lot of good players. The inventory of teams and the parity is strong in college baseball. You saw that in the playoffs and the super regionals. And so, you know, it's hard to, you know, really evaluate. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it fair? Is it, you know, is it the best thing for the game? It's hard to tell. I got to really see 2 or 3 years out and see where the game is. But I do know there's a lot of 22 and 23 year olds that you never would expected to be in college still playing, which those guys are hard to beat playing against, you know, 18 year olds playing 22 year olds. So it's a little different game right now, but you know, you just have to adapt.
And you better adapt because the landscape, as you alluded to, John, it's changing. Not only are you dealing with the transfer rule, which you're allowed to go in the portal and one time free transfer anywhere you want to go, but now you have to deal with this NIL, the name, image, and likeness. There's a lot on your plate these days.
It really is. I mean, the transfer portal has over 3,000 players, Roxy. I mean, I mean, a lot of them don't have a place to go. I mean, it's, and we're talking good players, and it's, you know, the ability to move right away, you know, there's obviously an argument for that, and some people are against it, some people are for it. So that's a mixed bag, clearly. And then, you know, you have this likeness thing coming on, and people are, you know, not quite sure how that's going to impact college baseball. We know, you know, that football is going to clearly be hit by it, and certainly basketball. And then how is baseball going to be affected by that? And, you know, where's that money coming from, and what's the stability of that? So there's a lot going on right now.
UCLA head baseball coach John Savage with us here on A's Total Access. Coming up, we'll hear more from the UCLA skipper and the A's starting pitcher today, his protege, James Kaprielian. More with John Savage coming up as A's Total Access continues.
Hey, A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
A's fans, New Era Cap is proud to be the official cap of your Oakland Athletics. Next time you visit the Coliseum, be sure to drop by the New Era Cap stand to pick up your A's New Era Authentic Collection cap. Remember, you can always visit us at neweracap.com to shop our latest selection, including our limited edition and exclusive drops. New Era Cap, the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
In for Chris Townsend, Roxy Bernstein with the A's Total Access pregame presented by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Vince Catronio catching up with the AAA manager of the A's, Fran Reardon.
Time once again for our minor league report. And today, as the A's get ready to take on the Texas Rangers, we head over to the AAA club, the Las Vegas Aviators. They're playing the Reno Aces this week, and their manager, Fran Reardon, is kind enough to join us. And, Fran, there's a lot to get to in terms of performance on the mound and also in the field. But I want to start with what it was like for you as a manager to tell Frank Schwindel he's going back to the big leagues and Jacob Wilson he's going to the big leagues for the first time.
Well, I tell you what, normally I would get the opportunity to have those conversations, but just because of the logistics and the urgent nature of it, I didn't really get to tell either one of those guys they were going. They found out from other sources. So the bottom line is they found out they were going to the big leagues, especially for Jacob Wilson the first time after playing in the minor leagues for 9 years, going overseas to Asia, just the opportunity that he got to go up to the big leagues for the first time after his journey has just been so long is just an incredible story. And same with Frank. You know, he hasn't been to the big leagues since 2017 or 18, and I know he's such a hard worker and such a good kid. He worked so hard to get back to this point, and I'm just really happy and proud for both those guys.
He certainly, in Frank's case, he made the most of that first at-bat, didn't he?
Oh, that was so much fun, wasn't it? Watching him hit that home run and just where he hit it and how he hit it and just brought a lot of people a lot of happiness.
So, Fran, certainly with your club, the focus is on the two left-handers, Jesus Luzardo and A.J. Puck, and your starter, Dalton Jeffries. I know there's others there, and certainly we'll get to the offense as well. But I want to start with Jesus because for him on Thursday night, he threw four innings for you. It's been a bit of a struggle for him. How do you evaluate where he is right now and the progress he's making?
Well, he had his best start since he's been here on Thursday. Just threw the ball really well, threw the ball with conviction, located his fastball much better than he has, and trusted his fastball much better than he has. And I think that's going to be the key to Zeus' success moving forward for his entire career is just understanding that he has an elite fastball and he just needs to put it where he wants to. And if he can do that more often than not, his other pitches are going to play up and he's going to be just a really, really tough at bat. So it was really good to see him go 4.2 innings, not allowing an earned run and hardly any hard contact. It was something that I know he needed after his rough start the time before. So he's on a nice progression right now.
And then what about A.J. Puck? We've heard about the change in the arm angle. The velocity has worked its way back up to an even higher level, and you're using him out of the bullpen. He's had some success recently. Where do you see A.J. these days?
I think he's kind of in the same place where Jesus is, where they're just, you know, for different reasons, just learning to trust their fastball and learning to put their fastball where they want it, understanding that if they don't, this is when and where they get hurt. So A.J. is throwing the ball really well. He did lower his arm angle a tick, just, you know, at first out of comfort, but then, you know, he feels that he can command it a little bit better, and he feels that he's not losing any velocity, which is actually factual. The slider's coming along, the change is coming along, and it seems like each time he goes out, his command gets better. So I think both of the left-handers that we're talking about right now are very close to being able to help the Major League club in a big way.
And how is Dalton Jeffries pitching for you these days?
Well, fantastic. I mean, he had a little hiccup a couple starts ago where he just, you know, didn't pitch terribly, but just had a very unlucky day, and you know, a lot of seeing eye ground ball hits and a lot of kind of cheapies, broken bat flare jobs. So he's thrown the ball really well. He's been very consistent. He's dominated the strike zone. He's working in more sliders, which is starting to become a plus pitch for him. He's always got the changeup as a go-to pitch in any count, but his fastball command has been excellent. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure to watch him, and hopefully he gets another opportunity at the Major League level sooner rather than later.
Visiting with Fran Reardon, he's the manager of the AAA Las Vegas Aviators. What about on the offensive side? Greg Diekman's done a nice job for you. Austin Allen has come alive behind the plate. Cody Thomas has done very good for you. What about those three players?
Well, I think you start with Cody Thomas, where you know, you look at where he started the season. He wasn't playing every day. He wasn't having a lot of success. And then when he did start to get his opportunities and start to get consistent at bats, you started to see that he was making really, really quick adjustments and starting to really, really produce at a high level. You know, doubles, home runs, and he kind of caught fire in the month of June. Was named the AAA West hitter of the month in June with just ungodly numbers, and he's become a real, really consistent force, you know, no matter where he hits in the lineup. And that's the beautiful thing about Cody. He doesn't care where he hits as long as he's in there. But he's been excellent so far. And then Diekman, you know, it's the same kind of thing. We haven't seen the power, the damage numbers that he's capable of, but I don't think anyone's worried because we know the power's in there. We know it's going to come out. The fact that he's, you know, leading all AAA in on-base percentage and walks, and the fact that he's hitting over 300 and playing really, really good defense in the outfield, those are all things that point to consistency and longevity as far as the ability to have success at the Major League level. So he's done a really nice job for us as well. And those guys and others are going to have to step up because, you know, losing Schwindel and losing Wilson to the big leagues, we don't want them to come back. So, you know, we have to have guys that are here take over the offensive slack and really come to produce every day.
There's a lot going on, Fran, especially in the next 3 weeks with the trade deadline, and certainly seeing the A's not afraid to go down and get players from you, and you've brought them up and they've made some contributions, which I know makes you happy as well. We'll always stay in touch. I appreciate the visit. Thank you so much.
Okay, Vince. Have a good one.
Fran Reardon joining us from the Aviators. And now, Roxy, back to you.
All right, Vinny, that is the skipper of the A's AAA Ball Club, Fran Reardon, joining us here on A's Total Access. Coming up still, the manager, Bob Melvin, more with UCLA coach John Savage. And the A's injury report all straight ahead as A's Total Access continues.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Swung on, driven to left center field. Buxton going back to the track. He's right to the wall. He will watch it fly. And Laureano gets the A's on the board with a three-run home run.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
In for Chris Townsend, Roxy Bernsey with you. You're listening to A's Total Access pregame show presented by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Cinema, wine, food, hideaways, and adventure. For more information, visit francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Along with Kent Korak, Vince Catronio, and Ray Fossey, Roxy Bernstein, glad you're with us for some Saturday afternoon baseball. Game two of the series, the A's and James Kaprielian taking on the Texas Rangers after a tough loss for the A's in Game 1 of the series last night. It is time for our injury report, and it's brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Well, it came up this morning with the A's skipper Bob Melvin when asked about what's the latest. We haven't thought Mike Fiers for a while. What's going on with him?
Yeah, still not comfortable throwing. We haven't gotten to the point where he's even playing catch yet. So still having some problems.
So the strained right elbow that is Fiers on the injured list since May 7th, and also, unfortunately, on the injured list, some key bats for the A's right now. Mark Canna with that strained left hip. He's eligible to come off, but most likely will come off after the All-Star break, as well as Mitch Moreland on the injured list since the 4th of July. Chad Pinder on this road trip going out with a hamstring injury in the series in Houston, and then Trevor Rosenthal, who the A's were optimistic we're going to have at some point in the second half, and unfortunately after the shoulder injury, now a hip injury, and he is lost for the season. That is our Kaiser Permanente injury report for the Oakland A's. Coming up, we continue our conversation with UCLA skipper John Savage, the head coach for James Kaprielian in college at UCLA, and we'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the A's young starter as A's Total Access continues.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This is A's Total Access.
Joining us again, the head coach of the UCLA Bruins, John Savage with us as the A's take on the Rangers, game two of the series today. James Kaprielian on the mound for the Athletics. Roxy Bernstein with you on A's Total Access. And your guy has been, John, one of the great stories for the Oakland A's this year, the emergence of James Kaprielian, how well he has pitched. Just first off, as a person that mentored him and worked with him for 3 years when he was at UCLA, what's it like for you to watch him have success at the major league level?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's just so gratifying and just relief in a lot of ways. Just the journey that James has been through with his family and his mother, and then the Tommy John and the trade, and it just goes on and on. And you know, the guy's just he's really battled and survived, and he's put himself in an unbelievable position with the A's. And I think that the trust factor clearly is forming as we speak. And, you know, he's going out and performing, and he's doing well. And he's being the same guy, really, start to start. And it's just been so fun to watch each outing and see him grow and compete and make pitches. And, you know, people had their questions. Is this guy, you know, is this guy going to be able to come back? Is this guy healthy? Is this guy good enough? All those things. And, you know, I think he's answering a lot of those questions right now and performing at a extremely high level.
John, he basically lost 3 years when he had the Tommy John surgery, the elbow discomfort, and had the Tommy John back in April of 2017. When you had conversations with him during the time where he couldn't do much and he was just sitting on the sideline trying to come back, what were some of those conversations like, and how did you pick him up and so he wasn't getting so down on the situation?
Well, it's you know, this game's hard enough when you're completely healthy, and when you're not healthy and things aren't really moving in the direction that you had thought. You thought you might be with the Yankees for a long time. You get traded, you know, you're hurt, and then you have a setback, and just a lot of really mental game talk, a lot of positivity, a lot of belief, visualization, a lot of belief in yourself, a lot of, readiness, making sure that you stay ready, making sure that you stay healthy, make sure that you, you know, take advantage of the opportunity when you get it, not feeling sorry for yourself, not feeling on the out, not feeling on the inner circle of an organization. It's really, really hard, Roxy. And, this guy is battled it, and he's taken it on, and it's just so fun to watch. This guy has persevered as much as any, you know, Bruin that we've had, and he's gone through so much, and it's just so fun and rewarding, and you know, it makes your day every time you see him out there competing for the A's.
UCLA head coach John Savage with us is his former pitcher starting for the A's today, who's having a nice start to the year. James Kaprielian, 4-3 and a 2.84 ERA. And John, you've been with him through the highs and the lows. You've seen it, and it couldn't get any tougher for him with what he was dealing with off the field, with his mother's battle with breast cancer and ultimately succumbing to it and passing away. He was pitching for you at that time at UCLA. What was the thing for James Kaprielian that you had to work with him on, and so he could compartmentalize, because life was going on, yet at the same time he's having so much success on the field?
I think it just goes to show you how well he was raised. I mean, how well his mom and dad brought him up with his family, his sister, and just the belief in what he was doing, and really the belief that his mom and dad installed in him, and the confidence, and just the being part of a team, and he was such a great teammate that he was even probably a better teammate than he was pitcher. And this guy had a 2 ERA over 253 innings. So this guy was a phenomenal college pitcher. And I just think that the culture and the environment of our program helped. He added to it. Great character. Was drafted, really late out of high school. Knew he was going to college. Went through the mom had so many ups and downs with the cancer. she was you know, clean and free and healthy, and then she had a setback, and then she was, you know, healthy. I mean, just a roller coaster that he saw with his mom, and they had such a beautiful relationship. And you know, we have a chair now with her plaque on it inside the stadium at Jackie Robinson, that I knew that he always looked up to when he was on the mound, and just so close to our hearts and so close to the program. And you know, James has meant so much to us, and he still does today. And that's why, you know, we just know what he's been through, and we just know exactly what this guy has endured. And we know that he can do this. You know, he's doing it. And it's not a surprise. It's just, it took a while, and you know, he's taking advantage of it now.
Take me back to May 12th. I know you were locked in, John, in your season, what was going on with UCLA baseball, but you see James Caprillion make his 2021 debut, and that start at Fenway Park, gets the win with his dad there in attendance. What was it like for you to watch that and see him have success and get that win against the Red Sox?
Very, very emotional. I was at my house and just watching the game by myself. Just so meaningful of just the journey and just the beginning. You know, it's a journey. It's not the, you know, it's not the end. It's really the beginning. And that's really, you have to really look at it. And I think his perspective was so good. And, you know, he kind of checked that box, like he told me, and he's checked a few boxes, you know, and it's just, you know, with Doug being there and the hug by the dugout and just the tears. And I know his mom is, you know, looking down on him, and just so close knit and so wonderful to see a guy, you know, accomplish his dreams, and just a lot of emotion, a lot of raw emotion, and certainly, you know, a lot of proud beliefs for James and his entire family.
John, great insight into James Caprillion, who really is flourishing with the A's. It's great to see, and it's great to get more background on him. He's such a phenomenal person in addition to a great pitcher, and thanks for the insight. Really appreciate you pulling back the curtain on the A's starter.
We'll be watching, and thanks again for having me, Roxy.
John Savage, the head coach of UCLA baseball. Coming up next, the skipper, Bob Melvin with Ken Korak right here as A's Total Access continues.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber. Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Remember your kid's first bike ride? You were filled with pride and terror. Now she's 16 on her first solo drive, but this time in a Honda Civic, packed with Honda Sensing safety features and Apple CarPlay so she can check in. Just like we agreed, right, young lady? Right now, get a great deal on a new Civic at your Northern California Honda dealer or NorCalHondaDealers.com. Honda is family. Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and freedom rail bike tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at BattleAxeAndTracks.com. That's BattleAxeAndTracks.com.
So,
How can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $20 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
This is A's Total Access.
A's baseball on this Saturday, the middle game of the series. The A's and the Rangers in Arlington. And Bob, let's start with the good news of the day, and that is that Chris Bassett is an All-Star.
Boy, is that a welcome news here in our clubhouse. So, you know, it's pretty well documented how everybody feels about Chris Bassett here. He's become a leader here. He's been a guy that heads our rotation for the last year and a half, who's gone through a lot to get there and has been with the A's for a while now. So, and his numbers speak for themselves. He should be an All-Star, and we're all really happy about that.
So you normally have a little ceremony, right, when the announcement is made in the clubhouse?
We do. And that happened again today. We didn't want to, you know, him to miss out on that. Based on the fact that the Sunday we do something for the All-Stars, and so we wanted to kind of replicate that today, and I think he appreciated that.
So normally, Bob, the pitchers you throw on the Sunday before the All-Star game don't pitch in the game. You think that might change a bit for Chris?
It may. I don't know. It's up to him. You know, it's kind of his side day, so maybe limited in that fact. Whether he does or he doesn't, it doesn't matter to me. He's an All-Star, and he deserves to be.
Yeah, no doubt. So last night, and I don't know about you, but you so many close games and close, tough losses for Bob. And we're reminded, I think, all the time that there's really a thin margin, right, between winning and losing sometimes.
There really is. And, you know, you hate to have it come down to one at bat all the time, because we just haven't been putting enough pressure on the opposing pitchers multiple innings during the course of a game. And then you have one inning where you do, and Matt Olson hits the ball 110 miles an hour and right at the kind of the rover out there in right center field, and you have nothing to show for it. And, you know, so that can demoralize you a little bit. But we need to put more pressure on, whether we score a run or not, make a pitcher work a little bit harder over the course of the game, because that's kind of who we are. We're not doing enough of that right now. We're only doing it for an inning or two out of the course of the game. That's just not enough.
So you feel like you're not sustaining that focus that you've always had as far as working counts and swinging at good pitches?
I wouldn't say it's for a lack of focus. I would just say it's a lack of not getting it done right now. And I think when you go through team slumps, it gets a little bit contagious. And then guys are really eager to swing the bat and be that guy that comes up with a big hit. And, you know, maybe we're not working the counts like we normally do.
There were some really positive things. And, Bob, what were you thinking as Sergio Romo was doing that Houdini act in the bottom of the sixth inning on the mound?
Man, it really was. I mean, it felt like an inning, especially with, you know, the first pitch gets hit for a two-run single, and now you're feeling like, man, if we can get out of this with four runs, it might be a pretty good outcome. But and then does his thing as he's been doing basically the last couple of months, and he's been so important to this bullpen, and again, came up with a big performance. And, you know, even though we lose the lead at that time 3-2, we felt like, we got out of a jam that's not insurmountable, and we should be able to come back. We just didn't do it.
Yeah, and 2-0 after Chapman legs that double in the top of the sixth, Bob, with two outs. I didn't think there was any way he was going to try to go to second base there.
Yeah, it was just a quick bobble, and he's, you know, the way he breaks out of the box, he always gives himself a chance to do that. You know, he's still a little run down from a couple days ago when he was in the hospital for a stomach flu, but finds a way to do his thing, and that's what he's done office for us here, is play really hard and taking advantage of an opportunity, and he did that.
I don't know that people really kind of realize, Bob, how fast he is.
No, he maybe not base stealing type fast, but first to third, and when he runs the bases, yeah. You know, we look at the StatCast numbers all the time. He's a really good base runner, goes first to third well, and once he gets going,
You know, he picks up speed along the way, and he's really good at sliding as well, whether it's at home or whether it's second. He can find a way to get into that base safely.
All right, and that's the Bo Mel Show for today. And Roxy Bernstein will send things back down to you.
All right, Ken, so it's game two of the series, the A's and the Texas Rangers. James Caprillion, 4-3 and a 2.84 ERA. He's pitched tremendously since the A's brought him up back on May 12th. He's making his 11th start, and oddly enough, three times in four outings, he'll face the Texas Rangers and trying for that win against Texas, as he has a no decision and a loss, though he's pitched decently against the Rangers in his two previous outings against Texas, as the right-hander will be opposed by Mike Foltynewicz, who's pitched well against the A's, and Texas playing some decent ball right now. They've won 8 of their last 13 after a really rough stretch where Texas dropped 3 out of 19. So game two of this three-game series closing out the first half, or quote-unquote the first half, heading toward the All-Star break with the All-Star game Tuesday in Colorado. And Chris Bassitt, the recently named All-Star, will make the start tomorrow for the A's to wrap up the series in Texas. Coming up, it's the ball game. The A's and Rangers, game two of the series from Globe Life Field in Texas. Kent Korak, Vince Catronio, straight ahead on your home for A's baseball. That's the A's Total Access pregame show. The A's and Rangers are up next.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and Freedom Rail Bike Tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at BattleAxeAndTracks.com. That's BattleAxeAndTracks.com.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.